Welcome to Leadership Decoded. Here, we provide you practical approaches to leadership so that you can lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into a fast-shifting topic, artificial intelligence in the workplace. We're going to talk about what is AI, how employees are using it, and maybe even get into some roadblocks to adoption. In today's fast-paced world of work, you either need to adapt and pivot, or you will die. Let's help you bring AI along for the ride. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader. And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Artificial intelligence, you know, if you're like me, I'm not an early adopter. I am always one that waits for technology to be a little bit more developed. I'm a more tactile person. You know, I still like reading books in print instead of having the Kindle or Audible. You've got to be able, though, in this day and age, to understand how technology and technological advances can help you be more effective and efficient, because I guarantee your competition out there is. And artificial intelligence is this new shiny object, and teams and organizations that understand how to harness its power are going to propel themselves forward. And the teams that are lagging are going to stay where they're at and eventually start to shrivel. And they're going to start to be put on the back burner. And you're going to find yourself in second, third, fourth, and fifth place along the way. So what I'd like to share with you today is some understanding of artificial intelligence is some of the ways that maybe employees are using it here at work to just spark that conversation, to spark that interest in you so that you can think about and tap into that curiosity about how AI can help you, partner with you along the way. For me, I find myself using artificial intelligence even more and more. You know, when I work through an online call, whether it be on Google Meet, Zoom, what have you, I have a AI companion that comes into that call that takes my notes, and they are capable of listening to note-taking. They're also capable of being able to share if I am dominating a conversation or if I'm allowing enough space for somebody else to come in and join. So imagine that for a second. If you're on a conference call and you have this AI assistant, and one of your weak spots or opportunities is to sit back and listen more. Well, now you've got an AI companion saying, hey, you've spent 47 or 57 or 67% of the conversation talking, and it'll pop up. That's your cue. Sit back, listen, ask a question, and let people answer. The other thing that I've started to use AI for in those capacities is note-taking. I don't have to worry about necessarily taking notes and as I'm writing, trying to figure out and listen to what people are saying, try to capture a note, capture a sentiment, capture this and that. I can let my AI companion, my AI note taker, capture my notes and put out to the entire team, here's the key takeaways, here's the key actions that from the meeting, as soon as the meeting's done. Imagine the time savings there, and these programs are getting more and more accurate. Imagine how you can then focus on that connection, that deeper one-on-one level with somebody or with your team in the moment. You can be present in the moment and know that actions and tasks and takeaways and summary points are being captured for you and shared with your team as soon as the meeting is concluded. That's a huge time saver. That's a huge enabler of work and productivity and interpersonal relationships and connection by being able to trust AI as your companion, as a complement to your skill sets. Let's start with what AI is. AI is a very broad term that encompasses any computer system that can simulate human intelligence. And I remember as I'm preparing for this episode, geez, when was the first time I think I interacted with something that resembled artificial intelligence? And for me, I can recall being on my Apple IIc, and I put in the 3x5 floppy disk, and I had a chess game that came up. Now, you may argue this isn't artificial intelligence, but, you know, I'm playing against a computer in chess. I don't have to have somebody sitting across me from the board. I'm playing a computer. They're making moves. They're making decisions. That computer system was simulating decisions on where to move on that game. And if you're really, if you want to geek out for a second, you remember Big Blue, played Bobby Fischer and from IBM and won. Now, this was in the late 80s, early 90s. So artificial intelligence has been around for a while. Now we're starting to see this fast-paced evolution. Generative AI. Generative AI is a specific type of artificial intelligence that can generate new content, like writing creative text or designing images based on input prompts. So this is like your ChatGPT, potentially your DeepSeek, just shook up the whole economic wave here a few weeks ago. The prompts that you're putting in, you're asking a question or you're telling this large language learning model to retrieve something, to do something, to create something, and it's giving you an output. Now, again, this is where things start to get a little bit dangerous with generative AI. I say dangerous, but I say don't be complacent and rely on AI to do something for you. We'll get into later how you can use that to your advantage. It can't, don't let it replace you, but think about that. You can ask a question. You can ask it to generate ideas, generate topics. Give me something on this. And it's going to give you an output. RAG AI, Retrieval Augmented Generative AI, is a method that improves generative AI by allowing it to retrieve and integrate information from external sources, like databases or knowledge graphs, to provide more accurate and up-to-date responses. So this is where you start to fence and feed this generative AI system with back-end data on responses. RAG AI helps reduce this idea of hallucinations and creating false responses or made-up responses from just using an open-source generative AI program. So let's get into a little bit, how are employees using artificial intelligence? And most are using it for idea generation and task automation. So consider that for a second, idea generation or task automation. If you bring in AI as a partner, brought in something that may see things differently or think differently than the people around your table, consider how that impacts divergent thinking or has the potential impact to overcome groupthink. When you're in a meeting and you're trying to come up with creative ideas on something, sometimes positional authority gets in the way, and a lot of times things like anchoring bias get in the way. So if you're trying to do divergent thinking, you've got to work very hard to say, okay, everybody here, write down the first 5 ideas that come to mind, and then we're going to share those ideas out loud. You're going to have this big wide berth of ideas that are going to come from the 10 people in the room, and if 10 people write down 5 things, they should have 50 ideas, and then you're going to go through convergence and funnel those down away. You start to have the conversation, then you have an idea that gets thrown out. And anchoring bias is, and everyone starts to anchor to that idea, good, bad, or indifferent. Think about the possibilities of how artificial intelligence can help maybe overcome anchoring bias or overcome that idea of, my boss said this, I better agree with them, or my peer said that, and I don't want to upset them with a difference of opinion. I'll just go along. Artificial intelligence doesn't just go along. If you put a prompt in and you tell it to give me 25 different ideas, it's going to give you 25 different ideas without concern for how those ideas are going to land. So it can be very helpful. Some statistics I found about artificial intelligence and how it's being used. Most employees are using, 41% are using this type of technology to generate ideas. 39% are using it to consolidate information and data, and 39% are using it to automate those basic tasks. This is particularly true for leaders. 46% of leaders, compared with 36% of individual contributors, indicate they use AI in their roles to consolidate information or data. So for me, like I talked about before, being able to consolidate notes from a meeting and just share the key points, takeaways, and tasks saves you a ton of time. How can organizations improve AI adoption? Because it sounds like, you know, some people may be fearful, like, I'm going to lose my job, or I don't understand what this really is, so I'm not going to dive in to use it, or I don't want to let this you know, technology listen to my conversation, because, you know, what's that going to do for privacy and data? And those are all those concerns are valid. They exist. But research has also found that very few employees feel prepared to use AI in their roles. 6% of employees feel very comfortable using AI, while about 16% are somewhat comfortable using AI. A third of employees say that they're very uncomfortable using AI in their roles. So think about that. You've got a third of your employees feeling uncomfortable, plus another 16%. So just about half are somewhat or very uncomfortable using artificial intelligence. And we can see the good in how AI can help be more effective, more efficient. But when it comes to your team members' level of comfortability, you think about how they're going to adopt to AI. And there really needs to be a more explicit, targeted approach to adoption. We've talked about AI, and you think about it, 2022, I think, is when ChatGPT came onto the scene. It's only been, you know, two and a half short years of that being open. But in that amount of time, a lot has changed. But surprisingly, from 2023 to 2024, the employee sentiment about feeling prepared to work with AI actually dropped 6 percentage points. You have a fast-moving train with what AI can do, and those early adopters are really pulling it forward. And meanwhile, that middle percentage of where most people, majority of your employees probably sit, they're not seeing anything change. In fact, that train's moving forward, and they're still not prepared to adopt to it any more than they were a year ago. So let's talk through what helps people feel prepared and comfortable with AI. And Gallup did another excellent survey here. They identified three strategies. One, clearly communicating a plan for integration. And Gallup found through their survey, 93% of chief human resource officers say that they've begun using AI in their organizations. Surprisingly, only 33% of employees have ever heard about it. And only 15% of their employees say their organization communicated a clear plan. So we've got a disconnect. CHROs say we're using AI as part of our organizational, day-to-day. A third of employees say, I don't think that we are. And 15% said, I've never heard of what you're even talking about. So clearly something needs to change. When we have a plan of how we're going to adopt, what we're going to adopt, where it's going to be in our business process, what the expectation is of using this tool, now you've got clarity and connection for the why, the what, the how, and the when. And Gallup found that when employees strongly agree that there's a clear path, they're almost three times as likely to feel prepared to work with AI, and they're almost five times as likely to feel comfortable using AI in their current role. So it's this idea of, you know, if you want to do some more research, look at the Kotter change management approach. Share the why, communicate it. Share the what, communicate it. Share the how, communicate it. Repeat, repeat, repeat. You cannot overly communicate your approach and plan for integration of AI within your organization. Secondly, you can clearly establish guidance for AI use. Put your fence posts up. Here's where we're going to use it, how we're going to use it, here's where and how we're not going to use it. 70% of employees say that their organization does not have guidance or policies for using AI. This can be dangerous because it could lead to people using it on their own, how they see fit. It could lead to people not using it at all and missing out on opportunities to be efficient and effective. And when you think of that lack of guidance, and let's say you've got somebody who's using AI to the full extent that they see possible, well, maybe now you've got information that's going out from your company that you don't want released. Now you're stepping into these privacy and potentially business intelligence and intellectual property that is now being put in these open source large language models that you don't want there. So set your fence posts up on how you're going to use artificial intelligence at work. The third strategy here is training aligned with employees' roles. Once you get employees on board for how we're going to use AI, where, when, and why, train them. Help them understand the tools that are available to them. Give them a webinar. Do lunch and learns. Show them how that things that Fathom or Copilot or what have you are available for them to use and how they can use that. When you think about half of workers who use AI at least once a year say their organizations have not offered any sort of training. So they're adopting and they're learning on their own. When employees participate in required training, they are 89% more likely than those who have not received any training to say that AI will have an extremely positive impact. Put people through training. Here's how I want you to use it. Here's how I don't want you to use it. Give them the five W's and let them go. Be curious. Let them explore. Let them find ways to incorporate AI as a complement or supplement to what it is that they're capable of. And you'll see your employees flourish and you'll see opportunities for continuous improvement so that your organization can become more and more effective over time. Bring AI along to ride shotgun in your business. It's there for a reason. It's not going anywhere. Be able to have this idea that artificial intelligence can be set up to be like a personal assistant to you. Let me be clear. It's not a replacement for human contact. It's not a replacement for human teams. But it can be a very valued partner for the work that you do, for the type of work that is necessary but non-value added, so that your people can work in their zone of genius, your team members can work where they feel most valued, and they can contract out, they can sub this work out to their AI counterpart, their AI companion along the way. Train them, let them be curious, and let's see where artificial intelligence can take you and your organization moving forward. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode and found value, like, comment, download, and share it with your fellow leaders so that everybody can learn to lead at their very best. If you're an organization who's interested in leadership and team dynamic training, I provide hands-on experiential learning workshops that are unlike anything else your team has been through before. Learning will stick, and you'll walk away with practical application that you can put into play the very next day at work. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or visit my website, drwilliamramey.com, to find out more about those workshops. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.